good morning to you. It's 7:58 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, America's favorite radio station. And this is the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Talk to Evan Grant about the Rangers and Yankees, game one tonight from the ballpark. Here in 1 hour, we'll talk to Razor about the Stars getting off to a 3-0 start in our time last night at the AAC. We've got Pauly Shore on the program at 9:15 this morning. All sorts of good stuff. And a sports song that you don't want to miss coming up at 8:40 as well. Don't load that gun. It's a good one. But right now, let's go ahead and e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Paul's a fighter. He seems to be going through a good period right now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Which is the opposite of what my wife went through last week.
The wheels are off.
Osama bin Laden used Father's Day to attack black fathers. He called on
Osama bin Laden.
Barack Obama.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Who are you talking to?
Diarrhea Pants.
This ought to be fun.
What?
It's an old
That's
song.
The weirdest thing you've ever said.
That's
I've never
song?
Heard an old song.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
All right, Just Breaks gives you the e-break. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. This was a real awkward moment. We have a wonderful time every Thursday morning talking to the great Troy Aikman. And I think this was a good question on your part, but the problem is...
On my part?
No, on Junior's part, asking about the Chilean miners, and did he notice that there was a guy who had a Troy Aikman jersey on?
This was a weird moment.
And I think Troy thought we were joking with him. We weren't joking. And I can't believe no one told him, hey, by the way, someone had an Aikman jersey on.
It's been 2 months since we saw that miner with an Aikman jersey on. And I can't believe in 2 months' time, not one person has mentioned that to him.
So it's really not on you. It's not on Troy. It's just the whole scene.
It's on the Chilean miners?
No, it's not on them. It's not their fault.
It's like Troy. I felt like Troy all of a sudden went into PR mode, and he didn't want to make anything light about the dramatic rescue of the Chilean miners. There was no lighter side to it.
Right.
And he just went real PC on us and acted stunned.
All right, let's listen to this awkwardness.
I wanted to ask you if you saw, and if you did see this, how it felt when you saw one of the Chilean miners rescued wearing a Troy Aikman jersey.
I didn't see.
Yeah, one of those guys that was trapped in the mine was wearing a Troy Aikman jersey.
Yeah,
isn't that a touching tribute, Troy?
Not a Joe Buck shirt, but a Troy Aikman jersey.
Are you guys pulling my leg?
No,
seriously.
I would say that it makes me feel good that the guy was a fan, and it makes me feel even better of the job that the rescue team did. That's so few times anymore in the world do we have a chance to have an inspiring story, and that certainly was one.
Oh, so tense.
Well, Troy had to go into a, on behalf of the United States,
yes.
We're glad that the Chilean miners are out. All right, that was a weird moment for us all.
So do you think the miner wearing that jersey knew whose jersey he was wearing, or was that just a... He got it at a thrift store.
No, I think it's one of those deals like, you know, African villages. They're wearing a bunch of Western gear just because that's what relief workers bring them.
Right.
And that's what they do down there in Chile. Uh-huh. They just wear whatever Westerners bring them, although they're from the West with us.
There's probably another dude working next to him had the Dallas Mavericks World Champion shirt on. That's another thing they do.
There's the guy wearing the Sidekicks jersey down there.
Guy wearing a Ticket t-shirt.
They ship over the championships that didn't happen shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just...
Yeah, they printed them in bulk ahead of the event. Didn't happen, so then they got to get rid of them.
Hey. All right, so there's an awkward moment up for an e-break. This is a hilarious joke that for some reason is up for an e-break. Trying to come up with the name of the medical test. Is it echograms or cardiograms? Well, I thought it'd be a perfect time to insert snack humor.
And so a lot of people are making noise about we need to get athletes... At least athletes, school-age athletes, tested for congenital heart defects and things like that. And the way to do it is electrocardiograms, I think it is, or echocardiograms, which is
one of those.
One of the grams.
Oh.
Not Telegram or any of those. Something it's something cardiogram.
I believe it's Echo.
Echo?
It's not Teddy.
Teddy what?
Grams.
Can't he get a rim shot on that?
No, I can't get a rim shot.
So this boy's family is hoping that he certainly survives this
he's
without any.
Better, and I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about the testing.
You were making a cookie joke.
I'm with you, George.
It's actually. Do you really think that
it is a cookie?
We didn't even get to your my favorite line that you made there.
But the snack joke about testing?
Yes, it was a snack joke about testing. That is the craziest sentence I've ever heard.
Thank you.
How many other people right now at this moment in the world are making a snack joke about testing?
Hopefully a lot, because we need to laugh more.
Oh, I certainly he's like, going into Troy Aikman mode.
I certainly like
half of America.
I like the Teddy Graham joke, though.
I was offended by the way you very quickly dismissed the kid. No, he's getting better. Plus,
he's still in like ICU.
Point was I was not joking about his condition.
He's
that
just
was my point.
That kid's
just
a P1
out of a coma. I was not joking about him. I was joking at Gordo trying to make a guess, a wild stab in the dark about what a test is called. So I
thought a wild stab in the echocardiogram. That's what it is.
You also guessed Tella?
No, I said it's not Tella. But you guessed that it was Teddy.
Sorry, got the answer wrong. All right, that's me up for a knee break. Now, this also is Chilean minor related. Yesterday on Bad Radio, Bob brought in the report. You know, we wondered about the dude who had the wife and the girlfriend that were waiting for him to get out of the predicament. Well, apparently only the girlfriend showed up, and Bob was watching coverage of this, and he brought it in because there's a Titanic tie-in. They'll joke about the Titanic and all that, so, or at least the movie, not the actual incident. But we don't have a Titanic joke series necessarily, the actual incident. But Dan made the record skip when he brought this up. After the report about the girl and the miner had a love for the Titanic movie.
The woman that he left his wife to go and live with, Johnny Barrios calls her Chana, and she calls him my Titanic. Why is that? Because the pair of them, they say, absolutely love the movie Titanic. She told me that when I talked to her about 1 month ago, and she said that when Johnny Barrios came out, they would likely just lock themselves in at home for many days and watch the movie Titanic once again.
Oh no!
And he always goes down.
Really?
You heard me. High five me, dog. Air bones.
So, they love the Titanic.
So Dan's joking that he always goes underground, right? As a miner? That's what he meant by that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you'll need to explain it further.
Yeah.
What would another possible meaning be? I don't know.
Goes underwater like the Titanic? Maybe he's a scuba diver?
Oh, yeah, he goes down underground.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can
it
think
almost
of.
Sounded like a Dan drop.
Kind of did.
It wasn't, though. So that was a record-skipping moment there on Bad Radio for one Dan McDowell. So those are your three candidates. The awkward back-and-forth with Troy Aikman. The Teddy Graham joke, snack joke about testing. Or Dan McDowell at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right, I'd like to vote for Visa Microwave Smelly Underwear, and I think Teddy Graham's was genius, but I want to vote for Junior and Troy's fail.
Okay. Thanks for all that.
Well, shout out.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Guten Tag.
Hey, Dirk.
Nine, you are speaking with Steffi Graf. My accent is totally different.
Oh, it's Steffi Graf.
I would like to vote for every segment Jean-Jacques Taylor has ever done.
Okay, right, come on. Let's take a shot at Jean-Jacques. We saw him last night.
Not a candidate.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
At the end of this football season, George Dunham will Craig James the coaching career of Todd Dodge.
Wow.
We'll say something.
Are you a helicopter parent?
No. Don't say something like that, sir.
Wow.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Come on, I am Marty.
Hey, it's the fake Natalie Maine.
Happy birthday from yesterday.
Thank you, Gordo. Thank you, Junior. I appreciate the birthday wishes. I want to vote for the great Dan McDowell. Love you.
Thank you, Natalie. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, Musers.
Who's this?
This is secondary Natalie Maines?
Secondary Natalie Maines.
Oh, my gosh. Insane.
Secondary. Who you vote for? Just vote, would you?
I'm taking my talents to Houston.
Oh, okay. Oh, going to do that. What the Tiger guy did.
You know you're going to vote? Dang. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Just came out of coma, craving Teddy Grahams. I'll take Rangers in six.
Oh, my gosh.
Good call. Don't connect the two. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hello. It's CCAM Radio.
Oh, it's Michelle Wee. She sounds very frightened.
Be gentle with her, George.
One thing worse than the fake Michelle Wee, it's the double fake Michelle Wee.
No.
Giorgio, it is so cold in my land.
Great.
And I'm trying to ride a hyena out to Argyle to your Gunnabur.
Just vote.
I want to cast my vote for the great Dan McDowell.
Thank you.
Please give me a goose down jacket, Giorgio.
Please hang up.
Come on, help her, George.
She needs a goose down jacket.
No, she does.
She's cold.
She's cold in her land.
Riding a hyena.
You're on The Ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ron Washington's mustache hair to head hair ratio.
That's funny. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Corey Aikens, Jersey.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote.
Go ahead.
I'm the king of the world.
Titanic
vote there. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, is this Ticket I am?
Yes, it is.
I'm on for Giorgio's explosive diarrhea.
Not a candidate, nice. Sir. Not a candidate, and that's a property of the great Gordo, who has that problem from time to time.
That's ridiculous.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Bonjour, this is Philippe Cousteau. I would like to vote for Diver Dan.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the telestrator that George used to demonstrate his penile implant.
I did not have that operation. I would not buy a telestrator to show you exactly how it happened.
Like during a football game? Is that when you showed everybody?
I didn't show anybody. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Not, man.
Is this AM User Radio?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
I would like to vote for Dan because he never has any food in his house because he's always eating out.
Okay.
I think he does go to a lot of restaurants. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yay.
We have a winner.
Dan McDowell wins for this joke, I guess it is, at the end of a
more of a comment.
Comment after Bob brought in this report of the Chilean miner and his affinity for the Titanic movie.
And the woman that he left his wife to go and live with, Johnny Barrios calls her Chana, and she calls him my Titanic. Why is that? Because the pair of them, they say, absolutely love the movie Titanic. She told me that when I talked to her about 1 month ago, and she said that when Johnny Barrios came out, they would likely just lock themselves in at home for many days and watch the movie Titanic once again.
Oh no!
And he always goes down.
Really?
You heard me. High five me, dog. Air bones.
So, they love the Titanic.
And again. How about is that
and
for
again,
Dan?
And again.
And again.
That's the 13th victory for Down Under Dan.
Really?
I like really? Diver Dan.
Hey, yeah. what was the original really said about? What was the Dion?
Oh.
That's really? What you call a something play.
Yeah.
What was it, though?
Really?
That's what you call a...
Oh, yeah. He was talking about somebody taking a play off. Right?
That's what you call a something play, and then Bob goes, "Oh, really?" And then Dan said, "Well, what does that even mean?"
Wait, Jer has it.
I believe this season, Roy Williams will ball out.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
He's going to have a big year.
I think I'm confusing two Deion routes. It was some other kind of play thing that he said, but that's the one that I was thinking of.
I think he will ball out.
And then no.
Really? So he's a good big ball out.
Nobody, including Bob, knew what that meant.
No one knew what it meant. But Bob tried to fake it, right. And Dan called him on it.
All right, congratulations to our friend Dan McDowell, winning the emergency break of the week.